Good morning and welcome back to the Better Living Radio program. My name is Peter Lewis and I'm pleased to be able to join you once again, friends. You know, the scripture says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth." And today we have a special guest, no stranger to us, Bert Golden from Positive Power Nutrition. We'd like to welcome you back to Better Living Radio program, Bert.
Thank you, Peter. Glad to be here.
Yes, sir. It's been a while, but it's always fun. You know, we just talk about different issues and different things people can do to enhance their health. And now we're from the soil. And what is the most abundant mineral in the soil?
The most abundant element is oxygen, and the second is silicon. And when you blend those together in the same ratio as it's in the soil of the earth, you end up with silicon. It's silicon dioxide, one part silicon, two parts oxygen. And every time I read the scripture that we're made from the dust of the earth, that's what I always think about, is that we're silica-based creatures.
Silica-based creatures. So that does that mean that silica is in abundance throughout the body then?
Not a high percentage, but it's in every single cell. There's no such thing as a biologically living cell that can stay alive without silica in it. So it's not a very, it's a trace mineral. So it's a very, very small percentage of our body weight, but absolutely vital to life.
You know, most people are familiar with silica when it comes onto hair, skin, and nail, you know. That's what they come in looking for, silica, hair, skin, and nail. But we're to understand that silica is in all the cells, the living cells of our bodies.
Yes, yeah, and in all of the living cells of plants and animals, we really are. I mean, a lot of times people refer to Earth as the blue planet or the water planet, but the majority of our body is made up of water. About 70 to 75% of our body weight is made up of H2O, which is water. But for life to exist, there has to be silica. And like you said, Peter, we see it in the skin, and the fingernails, and the hair, and that's where the body stores extra silica. So if we're going through more silica than what we're taking into our bodies, we'll notice damaged hair, skin, and nails, because the body is having to borrow it from those three areas in order to keep us alive.
Wait a second. So you mean if there is deficiency of silica, the areas of abundance will begin to give up some silica, hair, skin, and nail? So we notice symptoms associated with those tissue?
Yes, and it has to do whenever we're exposed to poisons or toxins. I think all of your listeners are familiar with the fact that when somebody's going through chemotherapy treatment for cancer, there's a very good chance they're going to lose all of the hair on their head, and maybe even hair in places other than the head. And it's not that it falls out as much as the body drains all the silica out of the hair by sucking the silica back through the hair strand back into where the follicle is below the skin. Then it gets moved to the blood and lymph system, where the body will use that silica to protect us from the poisons involved in chemotherapy. So it's not that cancer causes the hair to fall out. It's the cancer treatment. And our body uses silica to help protect us from whatever poisons or chemicals we may be exposed to.
Oh, wow. So I do notice that folks also, while we're not talking about cell power, but folks using cell power while they're going through chemo and radiation, report no loss of hair and stable blood work and so on. Is there an association there with the silica?
Well, the super silica that you carry in the 4-ounce bottle there in the store.
Yeah.
People would shake up the bottle, take off the cap, and they would put in one drop of super silica into their drinking water, one drop for every ounce. So when I have my 16-ounce glass of purified or distilled water, I'll put 15 to 16 drops of super silica in that glass of water, and I'll drink the whole thing. And what that will do is that will certainly add to the reserves of silica that our body needs to deal with the poisons we're exposed to from even holiday foods. Some of our favorite foods mm-hmm. just have a lot of chemicals in them and a lot of poisons, and so our body needs extra silica to protect us from that.
All right, so considering, okay, hair, skin, nails, deficiency shows up, and some of them are annoying. Ladies come in with their hair falling out or their hair thinning. This lady recently said she was on the keto diet, and she got off of it, and she noticed her hair just shedding, you know. What can be done to assist her? And I immediately pointed her to the super silica. What's going on there? Why is her hair falling out? And other customers have reported similar situation. We gave them super silica, and their hair regrow. And you know, this one customer said that her hair would come out in chunks, and when she started taking the super silica, that it just grew back, no more falling out. What's going on there? What's the miracle that we're looking at before our eyes there, Bert?
Well, what gives the hair its strength so that it doesn't break off at the scalp level, you know, when people say it comes out in chunks or they're losing a lot of hair, or even if they're losing eyebrows or eyelashes or whatever, it's the fact that there's not enough silica to strengthen the hair so that it's strong enough. The same thing, women with long hair will notice that they will need to trim off the split ends or the dead ends of the hair, you know, maybe an inch and a half off the hair, about every month. And that's because that's the part of the hair where it no longer has silica. As the body is pulling that silica through the strand of hair towards the scalp, towards the follicles, and towards the blood and lymph system, so it can use the silica. The part of the hair strand that loses the silica first is what's at the very end, because all the silica is being pulled towards the scalp. So, when you get enough silica, your body will put that into the hair. It'll be strengthened, and it's only if you have more than you need, because the body also needs it for the brain, the macula, which is the part of the retina that's right in the center of the retina that covers the optic nerve. All of these need more silica than the rest of the cells of the body. So the macula cells, the eye, and the brain cells, and then the cells in the nervous system right next to the heart that helps control the heartbeat. So if a person is starting to, not just lose hair, but if they're starting to feel irregular heartbeats, tachycardia, arrhythmia, whatever it is, they really want to get as much silica back into their body as they can.
Wow, so silica plays more roles than just hair, skin, and nails. They're different.
Yes, and we used to eat more foods with silica in it. We're just not. That's why I'm so glad that there's super silica as a dietary supplement, and it's liquid, and it's easy to put in the glass, and it tastes good, has a slight lemony taste is how people describe it, and it just has highly absorbable silica, much more highly absorbable than from horsetail capsules or from diatomaceous earth or anything else. The foods that we should be eating more of are high in absorbable silica are brown rice and raw cabbage coleslaw. If we're going to have a cabbage soup, then we need to make sure we eat all of the liquid in the soup, otherwise that's where the silica comes when you're cooking it. But raw cabbage coleslaw, more Brazil nuts, potatoes, There are things that we need to add back into our diet, but if we're not able to have brown rice every single day of the week, we really should look at something like super silica, because it's such an easy way to help supplement what we're getting from our diet.
So folks like in the Philippines who eat rice perhaps every day, and in Japan, they should be in good shape with silica then?
Only if it's brown rice. If they're eating white rice, that means all the silica has been removed from the rice. So it's in that rice hull, the brown rice, not the white rice that is so typical of a lot of Filipino and Japanese meals.
Mm-hmm.
But that is the highest source that people are used to eating, would be the brown rice.
Mm-hmm.
But like I say, super silica is the easy way. A lot of times people say, well, I can't eat brown rice every day. But you can put super silica in your drinking water every day.
Mm-hmm.
And as you've mentioned, Peter, people see the difference. They see the results.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like persons, okay, you know, they deserve concern about their hair grain. Does the silica factor in? We know it factors in to fall in hair and so on. What about grain of the hair? I got a few strands of gray hair too, you know?
Yeah, it was kind of interesting to notice that for people, they get all the silica they need if they really take, say, 4 servings of super silica in their drinking water. That mm-hmm. means they're drinking at least 64 ounces of water. They're taking 60 drops of silica. If you do that for a consistent time, within 2 or 3 months, you'll notice that the natural hair color will start to return. And instead of the white or the gray, they'll start to have what their hair color was back when they were in high school. And that's kind of a nice thing. It just means that you have to have silica in sufficient quantity in the strands of hair for the natural color to be visible.
Wow. That sounds wonderful. I'm going to get back on my silica. Huh. So the connection between silica and the joints, is there any connection there?
Definitely. Silica is necessary for the flexibility of all the connective tissue. So not just the cartilage, but all of the tendons and the ligaments.
Mm-hmm.
All of the, even for women that have a prolapsed uterus, a lot of times it's because the ligaments and the tendons that are in the abdominal cavity are short of silica. But silica gives strength and flexibility, which is important. The joints can be more flexible, and the organs can be supported better when there's silica for the body to use in the connective tissue.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you mentioned 4 dosage per day for a couple of months. Folks should see some terrific result.
Yeah, if you're just doing 1 serving a day, you may not notice anything for many, 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 many months. But when you're doing the 4 servings a day, every month a person is saying, oh, I've noticed that this is getting better. Oh, I've noticed that that's getting better. You've got so many parts of the body that will really respond. For adults, it's that you can take more than 4 servings.
What is
the
instructions
on the bottle. But 4
drops?
Is kind of the magic number.
How many drops equivalent to a serving?
It's 15 drops in a serving, so it's 4 servings. That's the 60 drops a day for adults, and that's where they can stay ahead of the needs of the body.
Okay.
Because your body is using silica up every day. It's something that has to be replenished, and when you start getting ahead of what your needs are, mm-hmm. then the body has extra to do long-term stuff.
Now, we kind of skip over the nails. What would be the sign in the nails which indicate a silica deficiency?
You'll start to see lines in the nails, lines that are going the same direction as the finger or the toe. And when you don't have enough silica, you'll start to notice that there are the nails. The nails will look damaged.
Mm-hmm.
And as you get enough silica, then, you know, some people see really quick improvements. Some it takes a couple of months because your body will use the silica where it's most urgent, most critical, and then it will start sending it to the nails, the skin, and the.
You know, Bert, can you think of an experience that stands out in your mind? Bert is a clinical nutritionist, president of Positive Power Nutrition, joining us from Sacramento, California. Is it Sacramento? How did I put that?
No, we're in Southern California.
Southern California.
San Diego.
San Diego, Southern California. All right. Can you think of an experience that stands out in your mind of persons using silica and, you know, they're here perhaps turning gray and it turns back, or just whatever experience there that you've noticed that really stand out in your mind?
Well, yes, I had given a live seminar, a class for the public in Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. And so I had gone back 6 months later to do another class, and this elderly woman in her 80s came forward with her granddaughter. And the granddaughter said, well, you know, she's kind of nervous to talk to you, but she's been doing the 60 drops of super silica every day for the last 6 months. And she wanted to show you that her hair has gotten a lot better. Well, the hair looked a little bit gray, a little bit white. And she said, well, it used to be totally gray. I guess it looked more silver. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, what's your normal hair color when you were younger? And she said, I was a brunette. And I said, oh, okay, well, I guess you made some progress. And she goes, yes, look at this. She turned around. She had a short haircut. And right at the nape of the neck, all of her hair was brunette. She said, I went into my hairdresser just recently, and she says, oh, whoever did a dye job did a terrible job on you because, you know, most of your hair looks silver, and you've got this brunette hair. And she goes, I've never had my hair dyed ever. She goes, that's from the silica. So it had started at the bottom, it was moving up, and more of her hair was going back to her natural hair color. I'll never forget that, because it was one of those things I thought, well, it doesn't seem like it's made a big difference. And when she showed me, she was so excited.
Wow.
That's like the last thing, Peter, is that a person will notice a lot of things that the silica helps with, like we say, with the brain tissue, with the macula tissue in the eye, with joints, with all these things. But when you finally have all the silica your body needs and you don't have any more deficiencies, that's when you'll start seeing the hair color return.
Wow. That is awesome. So essentially we are dying from lack of minerals.
Yes. And we need to have a lot of good trace minerals. And, you know, there's magnesium and there's... it helps keep the calcium control. There's a lot of good minerals we need to have. But silica just is used by the body for things that are life-saving.
So can a person benefit from the silica without drinking water?
No, you really need to have enough water so that the silica can make it all the way into the cells. So that's why in a whole 16-ounce, a tall glass, 16 ounces, you need to have a whole ounce of water for every drop of the liquid super silica. It's very, very important to stay hydrated.
And that's one
of the things that the silica helps with, is it helps the hydration stay in the cells of the body.
You know, they used to think silica is the thing they put in glass.
Well, it's interesting that it has everything. Silica is everywhere from quartz. Now, people may not think much about the invention of the quartz watch, but when they took a little tiny piece of quartz rock and they put it inside of a watch right there with the battery, it would keep perfect time. And that's the same way that I think of silica helping the heart beat at keep perfect time when the heart's beating. The clear nature, when it's heated up and we have... a drinking glass or a glass jar, it has this amazing ability in the eye for clear vision, just like clear glass. see silica at work in the world and the different ways it's used, but it's amazing. They will use silica in a spark plug because it allows electricity to be controlled and to go in an engine of a car. But it also helps with the electricity going through the nerves and going through the brain and going through all the connective tissue of the body, which is where the heavy-duty electricity, all of the chi or the higher electricity in the human body runs through connective tissue, which is filled with silica.
Wow. So the Creator, when he told us that he made man from the dust of the ground, it's a real statement. It's not just a theoretical statement, and science has proven that.
Yeah, I know. Even in the scriptures where it talks about that the eye is the light of the body, and if your eye is filled with light, then your whole body will be filled with light. In some ways, if we're talking about nutrition, that scripture makes me think of when the eye has enough silica, that usually indicates that the rest of the body has sufficient amounts of silica. And so your body can actually be filled with light. They've seen that there is light in many, many cells, but it has to have silica for that light to be there.
That's all right. Bert, we'll have to revisit this subject, silica, and talk some more about it in another program. But we've been speaking with Bert Golden of Positive Power Nutrition, president in Southern California, joining us by way of the wonderful phone line. Bert, do you have any 30-second you want to say to our listener before we go?
I would encourage all the listeners to go into Better Living Natural and see Peter. He's got the liquid cell power. He has the super silica. He's got all kinds of wonderful things. And I just want to say it is possible to take care of your body, and your body will start to get better, starts to repair itself.
That's right. If we give the body what it needs, the body will repair itself. All right, listeners, we appreciate you joining us. Invite a friend to join us next week at the same time. Have a blessed day, and we'll talk again. Wow, that was good. Yeah, that was good.
How was your Christmas?
It was good.